AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
What's happening in the agri-food value chain right now, it's just really primed for a new way of collaborating, new way of thinking. And here in Indiana, we have especially unique assets in this space and an opportunity to play a really significant leadership role.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Another month gone by. We're going to recap September. I'm Kayla Chittister, producer of the podcast, here with Agronovis CEO Christy Wright and Agronovis Vice President Libby Fritz. Guys, welcome into the studio.
Thanks. Great to be here.
We have a lot to talk about. Christy, first of all, is this week six? Week seven?
Sounds right.
Sure.
I think week six.
Week seven, week six.
Yes.
This is a phrase that my kids are saying to me all the time. The six, seven.
Six, seven.
Yes. You've heard it too. I have no idea what it means. So hopefully it doesn't mean anything bad. But week six or seven, how is it going?
It's going great. It's been a really, really exciting 6 weeks. I've been out listening and connecting with farmers and innovators and partners across the state. And it just really confirms the energy and the excitement and the opportunity in Indiana and ag bioscience. So it's been really fun. And an added benefit is now I know the best restaurants in Knox County. If you've never been to PFections, to Becky's, definitely make a trip there. I've been to Erica's in Cicero, been up to Modoc's in Wabash. So I know all the great spots thanks to the friends and folks I've been visiting with in my first 6 weeks.
We're going to have to get you like your own Yelp.
Yeah.
Like list. The Agronovis Christy Wright recommendation Yelp list.
It's a great idea. I was going to say, is this a sub-series on the podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
Christy's restaurant recommendations?
Yeah.
Maybe we add it to the newsletter.
I like it. I like it. You have been a bit of a road warrior. You've also had a chance to meet our extended team, a la our Field Atlas ambassadors, albeit virtually. What was that like?
It was awesome. They were really engaged. We had a virtual meeting. It was great to see all of them on the screen at the same time. They asked me some really tough questions, some insightful questions. They were asking things like, what's the hardest experience you've ever had in your career and what did you learn from it? They asked me things like, how do you know when is the time to move on to a new role and to a new job? So it was really great. I mean, we had a great conversation. They were asking really thoughtful and thought provoking questions. And, I'm so excited that they're on board and what they are doing and what they will be doing on their campuses to advance ag bioscience and to help other students find pathways to careers and how to apply their various degrees to careers in ag bioscience. Just a very cool program and great students.
Libby, it's been how many years now? This is year five of Field Atlas Ambassadors.
It is. We launched in the fall, September of 2020. So we've had classes since then. Karis on our team did a great job this year. This is our first school year long class. So they are joining us in August of this year, and then they'll be with us until May 2026. So I'm excited to see what these 11 students will be able to do with a whole school year under their belt.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. Students from Purdue, Notre Dame, Rose Holman, DePaul, IU Indianapolis. It's a really rounded out class, and they do so many fun things just to promote ag bioscience on their campus. Very, very cool. I'm glad you got to connect with them.
Me too. They were great. Very impressive.
You also got, we continue to push you into tons of media interviews and discussions. You were featured in the Food Dive talking about food is health, which is one of your favorite topics.
It is. You all know I'm very passionate about this. And I think what's happening in the agri-food value chain right now, it's just really primed for a new way of collaborating, new way of thinking. And here in Indiana, we have especially unique assets in this space and an opportunity to play a really significant leadership role.
And we're going to do that coming up here in a few months. Isn't that right, Libby?
Yeah. In November, we're partnering with BioCrossroads, our sister initiative in the life sciences space. and Elanco to host the One Health Summit, Advancing and Defining Indiana's Leadership Opportunity. So tying right in line with food is health, but then incorporating human health and animal science and then planetary health. So getting that whole conversation going. Christy, I know you're on the panel. Beyond day three of when we asked you so politely to join the quadrant stage, this is really your first big public speaking, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. We'll be able to provide some opening remarks. And then I also get to moderate a panel on food is health. So we'll have guests from across the value chain on that panel as well. It'll be a great opportunity. That whole agenda is really, really exciting. And so if you want to be in the room where it happens with the thinkers, the doers, the leaders, the actors, it's where to be.
It's going to be a really interesting day of defining what One Health should even be, right? Mm-hmm. And then what our role should be in it. And what an exciting time to be in that room where it happens. And so at Elanco, brand new facility, really, really great day. And I do believe early bird pricing is still available for people who want to join. Is that correct?
That is correct. We'll add a link into the show notes so everyone can get there. Plus, if you're on our Agrinovis mailing list, you'll get a promo from us as well here in your inbox. I think it will be great. Christy, you and I were just talking earlier today about the One Health economy and how I think the real takeaway from this day on November 13th is Indiana has a stake in all of these areas, and then we can continue to drive and move forward and own it. And I'm really excited to hear Secretary Adams's comments on those.
Absolutely. And there's also speakers from Corteva, Elanco, Lilly, PepsiCo, Purdue, IU, Notre Dame, BioMedit. I mean, the list goes on, really, of leaders across the ecosystem for One Health. So just be a great opportunity to hear from all the interested parties. And just as you said, Kayla, where do we go from here? And how do we seize the opportunity?
Absolutely. One of the speakers, Aaron Schott from BioMedit, he was actually a podcast guest here last week. We will link his episode in the show notes. You can go back and watch, listen. He's a fantastic speaker. I never don't learn something from Aaron. So
the guest host for that episode was also A+.
Yeah, most of the time it suggests me tossing up a volleyball to learn something very profound from him. Yeah. So moving on, another person to learn something very profound from, Kevin Still from Keystone Cooperative, announced he's planning to retire 1 year from now. And I can guarantee you that year will feel incredibly fast for the team at Keystone, a fantastic leader. And just one of those announcements that is bittersweet.
Absolutely. Kevin has been a leader in Indiana cooperative system his entire career. And so to have that leadership, but then that mind trust to go all the way back, and he's been a visionary on keeping co-ops at the forefront. You know, the ag landscape of co-ops has changed quite a bit in his tenure. You went from county co-ops to a regional to statewide, and now he is leading a regional co-op. And then the competitors along the way, you've had companies come in that are going to just supply the fertilizer and that's it, or you're going to have a company come in and be the digital adopter for farmers. And what Kevin has done and the Keystone team has done is really say that's what your co-op system is for. And he has been such a visionary leader of getting of leading through competitors or leading through change. And I hope he spends the next year getting all of the flowers that he deserves.
He's been a great asset to the co-op community, as you have mentioned. And I know his team is going to be sad to see him move on, but also really excited about the future there and what he's helped build. You know, I think is just really a great example of great leadership and also the possibilities, you know, as the co-op system moves forward. I'm always interested. I mean, I feel like every time I talk to someone at Keystone, I learn more about what they do. And I say myself, like, I never knew that Keystone did that. You know, I mean, there's just so much that they're doing and so many lines of business, but also just really interesting partnerships that they have been leading, really rooted in the farmer and in making sure that the farmer is realizing new value streams, is, you know, staying competitive in many different ways. And so I learn something new every time I engage with the Keystone team, and kudos to Kevin for his leadership for the industry.
Yeah, he joined us on Ag Bioscience last summer and talked about the merger and all that he aspired to lead through with people and with the process. And it was a very, very interesting episode. We'll make sure we do link that in the show notes. You can go back and watch it. Just a fantastic leader. We'll make sure that you have access to that episode as well. Kind of taking a pivot, there's a company that has made several big moves here over the last month. Cipro has announced two acquisitions. For those who don't know, this is a water quality analysis like service company. And boy, have they expanded to really make sure they've added to their digital capabilities with the acquisition of California-based AI startup Arietta AI, and then a diagnostics satellite company called Hydro, Resolve Hydro.
I think you can tie this back to One Health a little bit. I said it's animal health, human health, plant science, and then planetary. And having Cipro in Indiana is going back to that One Health economy. They are really concentrating on algae blooms and invasive weeds in water sources, whether that be ponds, lakes, or reservoirs. And I think that is such an integral part of this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're definitely an asset to our state and what they're doing in their leadership in this space. And also being here in Indiana, you know, where we have big river systems that are contributors to, you know, the Gulf of Mexico. And the technology that they're investing in really gives us an opportunity to learn from them. And they will help advance how we manage not only what we're doing in agriculture, but in other aspects of our lives as well.
We should get them on the podcast.
We should get them on the podcast. I've got an ask out. Moving on, Insignum AgTech has been on the move. Kyle Moeller, a startup founder here in Indiana, has gone through a fundraise of $2.4 million led by Innova Memphis with participation from Elevate Ventures, Purdue Strategic Ventures, and some others. Kyle just continues to grow and get momentum on his side. And I think he was the winner of Rally's pitch competition last year. And so good news for Insignum as they continue to work on growing.
I met Kyle at Quadrant. He was wearing his purple sneakers. That was his way of introducing himself and talking about Insignum. I thought, okay, I remember him. I mean, it's very catchy.
He's got that story down.
He does. He does. And it's a great story. I mean, really, what Insignum does is going to help farmers really dial in how they're managing their crops and take the guesswork out of a lot of things that they heretofore have had to, you know, have had to really just kind of wait and see.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, I love the purple color. Let's all give him kudos on that one. But it's also that early stages with this gene in his innovation, your plant is turning a different color before your a human eye could catch the disease. And that's just for the farmer, that's such a great innovation.
Yeah. They've been doing field testing. The Insignum team has at Bex for a few years now, right? And you know, talking about the leadership of Kevin Still and Keystone, they're taking this on in 2025 along with a leading seed company. And so onward for Kyle. I think he's starting to get more storytelling on his side as well. I've been told we'll see more here in the coming weeks from him. And so a very, very exciting story for Insignum AgTech. Another one that's really exciting is coming out of Purdue with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research with Dr. Mohi Verma and this highly pathogenic avian influenza test that is making it very, very simple to detect this very, very quickly.
This has been a big news for avian flu this year because earlier this year, I believe, it was the first time avian flu has jumped species. So avian flu obviously been around for many years, decades, but this year, earlier this year, first time that we saw it jump over to dairy cattle. And so what a great timely timely invention, but I also know Verma's team has been working on this for many years because they were doing it in bovine respiratory disease.
Yeah, I think we talked with them maybe in like 2021, 2022 on this podcast about that. And so to watch it move over and have applicability in other places is really innovative and interesting.
It's really interesting that it's can be used in the field or in areas that lack access to lab facilities. That seems like it makes it just really accessible to people and used in a variety of animals. They talked, like you said, Kayla, poultry, cattle, wild birds, rodents, even humans. So, you know, the actual usability of the test feels like a great advancement as well.
Talking about it being low cost as well, being able to go back and use it as much as you need to test and retest as you see fit, that's probably a really important component of this as well. You know, they talk about the goal of reducing the nearly $1 billion in annual losses the disease causes the U.S. beef industry right now. I mean, that's the impact that this has. And so a very important innovation that continues to drive forward right here in Indiana with Dr. Verma and his lab at Purdue University.
But it's not over. Look at this, the third startup story for the Indiana Ag Bioscience Academy.
The startups continue to roll. This one from one of our Velocity winners.
Integrated Dynamics, who won the bioinnovation platform on Velocity, was just awarded the National Science Foundation's Phase 1 SBIR grant for $245,000.
What's really interesting about this, it has a line of sight of up to $2 million through Phase 2. So he has the opportunity to capture more funding. Henry Markarian and the Integrated Dynamics team, like, they continue to grow and scale, refine their story, refine their pitch. Very interesting work that team is doing in the bioinnovation space.
Christy, just last week, you and I were at Primient and in a whole conversation of the bioeconomy and its moving and its strength in Indiana. And I thought the comments from the CEO of Primient,
Jim Studelberg.
Yes, thank you. His definition of the bioeconomy was probably one of the best that I've heard thus far, which is that bioinnovation is an ecosystem of products that can be made from biological sources that use largely biological technologies into products the world needs. He then went on to say that this was in six areas. One, agricultural biotech. Two, industrial and manufacturing. Three, food and nutrition. Four, healthcare and biopharma. Five, bioenergy. And six, defense and strategic materials. And when you listen to that, you listen to those six areas, you can pinpoint a strength in Indiana in all six of those. And so I think it was Integrated Dynamics and what Henry is doing, and then making that part of this larger bioinnovation and bioeconomy that Indiana companies are really starting to lean toward. Such a great line of sight for Henry and all players in Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Agree. That meeting that you were referencing, I thought it was really interesting how integral the bioeconomy and bioinnovation is becoming to U.S. competitiveness. And this is a great example of what we have here, what we can help support, you know, as that economy continues to grow and as bioinnovation plays a role in our overall national competitiveness.
Very good. Well, as we wrap up, we have one call to action for mentors and mentees. Our brand Field Atlas, which supports college and high school students looking for careers in ag bioscience, we have a mentorship program, AMP, Ag Bioscience Mentorship Program. And we are making a call for applications right now for our 2026 class. It is very competitive. I have seen some of the applications rolling in. They are very impressive. If you know a student or young professional that wants to be a mentee and is looking for a mentor to help guide them through the next year of their career journey, or their I'm looking for a career journey, we encourage them to apply. If you are looking to mentor a young whippersnapper we encourage you to apply. Both links are in the show notes for you, and we will close those up in early December and begin the matchmaking process, which we personally do, and it's really, really fun.
It is. If to tie it back to the beginning, if you like to answer the question, how do you know when to move on from a job? And what was the hardest thing you've done in your career? We've got a program for you.
We sure do.
You too could answer these questions. Yeah.
And if you want to help students and you don't necessarily know how to answer all those questions, Karis does a great job of guiding the program as well. We love Karis.
Second call out, Karis.
It is great. You know, it's a really nice, it's a great program that provides the resources and the kind of structure for these relationships that sometimes can be very informal. And informal is okay too, but when you have resources, like you're saying, Kayla, when you've got a program around it, when you have a kind of structured application process, then you have a beginning to end where you've got an outcome, you know, that you're driving toward. And that's really good for everybody involved.
I'm trying to remember who I had this conversation with where we talked about the concept of mentorship and how incredibly awkward it can actually be, especially for a young professional or even a student who hasn't even forayed into the world of the professional ranks yet, to just say to someone, will you be my mentor? And so the idea that we sort of roll out the table for you and create that opportunity, I think is really, really nice as well. And so those applications are open, and we look forward to pairing you up with the proper fit.
Matchmaking.
Matchmaking, indeed. It was a busy September, and we look forward to catching up with you at the end of what we hope is another busy October. Christy, Libby, thank you for joining me on what was another great recording of this podcast. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Kayla Chittister saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography and design by Kaylee Verstay. Video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, listen, and review. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience online at agrinovisindiana.com.